Now it's time for LSU Talk on Southern Rock, featuring the smartest moron, associate editor of Tiger Rag Magazine, the pride of the great state of New York, who doesn't hold back. Here's the smartest moron.
All right, James, let's get right to it. Not a whole lot of folks giving LSU much of a chance in the swamp tomorrow. What do you think?
I mean, I think they have a chance. I just think they're going to have to start playing a whole lot better than they've been playing. And look, you're going to get Rashard Lawrence back, it seems like. You're going to get Ed Alexander back. Those are both huge additions. I mean, this defensive line has really struggled whenever Lawrence hasn't played. They've been pushed around a little bit. Bit uncharacteristically, but I think it's a kind of a different defensive front with him in there. So you kind of like that. They were going against a really good offensive line. I think that's going to be kind of the matchup that defines this game, you know, how LSU deals with their running game. LSU does get a bit of a break, but Tyree Cleveland, Florida's best receiver, he's the one that had a 99-yard touchdown last year. He will not play. Jim McElwain has said that that kind of allows LSU to be a bit more aggressive in its coverage, play a bit more aggressively, play a bit more downhill against that running game. On the other side of the ball, LSU's offense, I mean, you just want to see some sort of semblance of progress. You know, I mean, I think you liked what you saw in a little bit in the second half, too little too late, obviously, I think it's a Sun Belt team. So you don't want to read too much into it, but, you know, they got to get back to their identity. I mean, Ed Ogeron said he spent some of the week, last week, meddling in the offense. You know, he stepped in, as he put it, and got rid of the shifts and motions. Running Matt Canada's offense without the shifts and motions isn't Matt Canada's offense. So I kind of look for them to get back to what we saw from them earlier in the year, a lot of shifts, a lot of motions, a lot of, you know, go back to some of the unbalanced line. We did see Toby Weathers be practiced yesterday. Not sure his status yet. I'm sure Ed Ogeron will say he's questionable. That's kind of the buzzword with injuries these days. So I think it's going to be a close game, LSU. These games are always close pretty much every year, it seems like, and LSU's kind of had a track record of getting things on track in the swamp before. If you remember a few years ago, LSU was kind of in a similar place after they got smoked by Mississippi State and Dak Prescott, and then they got really lit up at Auburn. I think it was like 41-3 or 41-7, something like that. And, you know, everyone was writing that they wouldn't win an SEC game. They might lose out, and then they went on the road and beat Florida. You know, there probably won't be any fake field goals this time around like there was that time, and LSU won that game on a 50-some-odd-yard field goal. That seems unlikely to repeat itself, giving LSU's kicking troubles. But, hey, it's a pretty contentious rivalry. I'd expect a close game.
Okay, so Coach O said Darius Geis might be back out there, although maybe on a limited basis. How do you think that might impact the offense?
Well, I mean, he's obviously your best player offensively. I would say that I want to see him run like himself, kind of be back at full speed, because if he's not full speed, then I'm not sure he really helps them that much. I would like this because him and he's banged up. Darrell Williams is banged up. Maybe you'll see a little bit more pass happy, maybe more wide receivers and tight ends involved if you're LSU. But, you know, Geis is a playmaker. If you put him on the field, he's certainly an asset, and the healthier he is, the better.
All right, it's LSU Talk on Southern Rock, Eagle 98.1 with Tiger Rag Associate Editor James Moran. Follow him on Twitter for real-time game updates, at Smartest Moran. That's at Smartest Moran. Kickoff tomorrow is 2:30 p.m. Our coverage begins at 9:30 on your home for LSU Sports, Eagle 98.1.